Delight.
You're listening to Sports Time on 882 6PR.
Welcome back to the program. You're with Adam Papalia and Paul Hazelby tonight. And just repeating the news from the tribunal, Will Schofield found not guilty of striking Clayton Oliver Bashahuli, given 2 weeks by the AFL tribunal. If you want to talk about that, 9221 882, we've got tickets to give away to the Sea Eagles and the Warriors, which is coming up this weekend. Well, our next guest on the program is a young man who is certainly making some waves at the Fremantle Dockers, having a very good season, and he's put pen to paper on a new deal. I'm talking of Connor Blakely, and he joins us on the line now. Connor, congratulations on extending through to the end of 2019.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Wes, for having me.
Was it an easy decision in the end?
Yeah, it was a really easy decision. I think, obviously, because I'm from WA and I grew up in Bunbury and I've lived in Perth for a while, and I've got all my friends and family here, and the lifestyle that you can live in Perth is a pretty good lifestyle. The weather's great, and the club's a really good club, and we're building towards something pretty good in the future, hopefully, and we've got a good young core group of players, of young guys. So, yeah, it was a really easy decision in the end.
Congratulations, Connor, on the contract. Now that the big gun's out of the way, is it time for Nat Fyfe to re-sign as well, that he might be a bit of money freed up now?
Thanks, Will. I'm not too sure what's going to go on there. There's obviously been a lot of talk with Nat and his contract, but I think hopefully he's working towards something that both him and the club are happy with. So hopefully he stays for the team's sake and for the whole club's sake.
How have you found your season this year? Last year you left out of the team a couple of times, but you've been playing some really good football. Some new roles have been thrown at you, particularly in the midfield early in the season, but on the weekend, a new challenge down back.
Yeah, I've been pretty happy with my consistency this year. I think round two I had a bit of a shocker. I only had 5 touches against Port Adelaide, but then since then, I've embraced the role that Ross wanted me to do, which was the tagging role, and then on the weekend, obviously going back as well. Like any role that you have, you try and take it with both hands, make the most of it, because at any moment you can sort of be out of the team. So I think something that I've done well is embrace that role and made the most of it, and I'm pretty happy with how it's going so far. But I'll be open to any other role that he wants me to play. As long as I'm playing in the ones, then I'm happy to do that.
He really made you work for it, particularly last year. Is it the accountability that he wanted you to improve, and also potentially your kicking, because your kicking has been very good this year?
Yeah, you're spot on. It was a combination of both. I think, obviously, when you play juniors and you're coming up in the ranks, everyone can find the ball who's a decent player and they're going to get drafted. But I think the defensive side of the game, it's not natural in really anyone's game. So I think just with myself, it took me a bit longer than other people to get that side of my game up to scratch and up to standard for AFL level. And then as soon as I made that focus, I improved on it and then was able to find my way into the team. And then, yeah, my kicking is something that I always need working on, and I've worked pretty hard on in the pre-season, off-season, things like that. And it's good to start getting rewarded with hitting targets and things like that.
How much did you learn from those shutdown jobs you did on some of the bigger names in the game when you're playing as a tagger?
Yeah, I learned a lot. You just learn about how different certain players are, and some guys really good runners, and then other people like a Jack Zeeble or someone like that's really strong with his body at his contest. So I learned a lot working with those guys, and obviously going down back and playing on someone like a Bontempelli. Certainly need the help of the fellow backman down there as well. So, each week playing on different guys, I was learning so much. It was something that I'll remember for my career.
You didn't get a chance to rove to Sean Darcy on the weekend, but what about the big fella coming in wearing the number 4? Some of his ruck work and his follow-up work was outstanding.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed watching the big 4 on the big Shawnee Darcy, Hayes.
Taking a long time to get back out there consistently.
Yeah, I know. It has. It's a bit of a curse at the club, that number. Mm. He was great. I was sort of spending a bit of time on the bench in the first quarter, and I was just watching him and thinking, how good is this? Like, he was pushing Reece Stanley around, and he's a big boy, and obviously his first game, but he took the moment, and he took the game in his stride, and obviously he played a bit of good footy in pre-season. He came to the club and made a bit of an impact straight away. So he was building towards it and had some pretty good waffle form. And then, yeah, the way that he showed that he can play on the weekend was something that was a testament to himself and his family. He did really well.
The boys been getting in Aaron Sandland saying he might have to go back through the twos down at Peel Thunder.
Well, I hope not. We need to slide back as soon as we can. So it'll be good to see him back, hopefully, this week.
You think there's a chance that they could both play on the same team?
Yeah, for sure. I was having a little think about it, and it'd be good for those two to be in, because then we can have, hopefully, Shawnee Darcy up forward or something like that. And when Big Sandlands needs a bit of a spell, Shawnee Boy can go on the ruck, and we know that he can hold his own in the ruck. So hopefully something can work out there, for sure.
What about Fife and Aaron and also Langdon? Are they going to be up for selection this weekend?
Not too sure, but I think they're all tracking pretty well with their rehab. I think Ed's knee's coming along pretty nicely and Nat Sternum's going all right. So I think so. Hopefully they're available for selection, yeah.
Well, Connor, thank you very much for your time, mate, and congratulations on the new contract.
No worries. Thanks, boys.